Okay, November 8th, golf Yankee uniform, short time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, any other stations we can check in? The Michigan Air PSC net, please call now. It's PAJBD net control. Okay, I have N8NOR in the other stations. It's KAJBD, net control.
Charlie 8, Delta, Foxtrot, Lima.
Okay, I have a Kilo Charlie 8, Delta, Foxtrot, Lima. Next station, please. Nothing heard. Any other stations before we start with the general roundtable? Please call now. Okay, we will go ahead and start with the general roundtable here. Max is not going to be able to actually join us, but he did send me some information he wanted me to pass along. So he wanted me to say that in less than a week, we're less than a week away from the spring exercise. The final reporting questions and the scoring key went out Friday night. Looking forward to making contact next week. Be sure to look at the ICS 205 for the SEOC and MICIMS, MySIMS, for any updates. If there are any questions, please direct them to KEAGON at ARRLNet. 73 and stay safe and healthy. So if anybody has any questions, pass those on to KEAGON at ARRLNet. Any clarifications I might be able to give on that? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to our two short time stations. Whiskey Delta 9, CSW, your comments for the net, sir. Okay, nothing heard. Moving on to the next short timer. N8EYU, your comments, sir.
I'd like to compliment you and thank you for being there. Everybody appreciates it, I'm sure, including myself. You guys are doing a bang-up net. My name is Rick, Romeo India Charlie Kilo. I'm in Emily City, Michigan. And with the increases in where you're sending your signal and the connections to all the other relay stations is unbelievable. I keyed this thing up, I don't know, a day or so ago, and I ended up somewhere in the Upper Peninsula. I still ain't figured that one out. I thought I made a mistake until I really listened. You're coming a long ways in a short time, which is nice. About the only person I use on here is for Vicky. She's my radio comm pal, sent me a letter. She's a real nice lady. You guys give her respect she deserves. She is good. And the temperature here in Emily is 67 degrees. And we got a humidity of 36%, I guess, at the moment. So I'm liking that. Anyway, have a nice day, and I'll get out of here and be on my way, and you guys enjoy. I'll hear it, but I'll hear it from a distance. Thank you very much. This is NHGYU. Bye-bye, 73s.
Hi, NHGYU. Rick, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that. Let's see. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments for the net, sir. NAWU, this is KJBD Net Control. Your comments, sir.
Alright, you ain't got nothing. I'm sorry the boss was talking vain. Unfortunately, she takes precedence over the radio. So I turned my selective hearing only to her. Nothing new here, enjoying working outside, getting ready to do a bunch of painting. I'll ride around for the rest of the net with you guys. Thank you again for being net control. You guys handle the parts that I can't handle. I just do the simple linking here. So take care, and thank you for being here. NEWU.
All right, NEWU. Yeah, well, let's get back to the really important life-saving work, i.e. your life. We'll let you go, but thanks for hooking up the link today. Appreciate that. Let's move next to KB8AY. Your comments, sir.
AEC in Washington County. Just checking in, put up a new antenna, or actually relocated my antenna higher. So any buzzing you hear in the background is my antenna tuner trying to figure it out. Any thoughts, signal reports would be appreciated. This is KB8AY.
100%.
Signal 4 to KB8AY before I move on.
He's 5x9 in Detroit from WA4MLD.
Okay, well, thanks very much. We will move on from there. Thanks for your comments, Pete. And actually, you're coming in really good here, but then you're not that far away from me. Let's move next to WHCOP. Your comments, sir.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good afternoon to the group. This is Chris, WHCOP, ECRO for Ogama County. Jim, I put out at least probably 6 or 8 calls on 3932 and heard absolutely nothing. Having said that, I had a S8 noise level here, so it could have been somebody down in the dirt, and I didn't hear him, but I gave ample notice that we moved up here to 7234. Unfortunately, we won't be able to play in the exercise next week. Too many conflicting other activities. Most of you know next week is the Cadillac swap, and so we have a number of our people that are going to be going up that way, and nobody's going to be around to play, so that's our excuse here. But similar exercises and drills here locally, so we're moving right along with that type of training. Other than that, beautiful day up here in northern Michigan, 72 degrees, the sun is shining, and it's getting a little dry. We're right in the middle of the player season here, so we're praying for some rain that will make it that we're not a tinderbox that we tend to be this time of year. So with that, Jim, that's about all I got. So KHABD to take it from WHCOP, 73.
WHCOP, this is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for going up there and putting those out. We absolutely positively appreciate the effort of popping up there and doing that. 60 meters was really rough on the FEMA Region 5 net today, and so we just started out right up here on the back. Again, thanks very much for popping up there and doing that. I certainly appreciate that. And, yeah, there's not enough time in the day to get everything done. So anyway, thanks very much for checking in. Appreciate that. And again, thanks for the calls 180. So let's move up to Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Your comments for that, sir.
Hi, Jim, and thanks for running the net tonight. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. I heard NANOR check in, so there's a second person from Kalamazoo County, and also you copied November 9 Oscar Victor Juliet. He's from Branch County, so that's good. We got another District 5 station in here tonight. I sent some text messages off to a bunch of people as quick as I could to let them know about the frequency change for tonight, and I think the decision for 40 meters was correct. I just sounded like 75 meters was very absorptive. So I've had a weak voice the last few days. So my voice has been weak and crackling everywhere I tried to speak, and being on the radio is the same, so I'm going to save what's left of it. Kalamazoo County and St. Joseph County will be participating in the simulated emergency test next Saturday. We'll have something going. We'll have something going, and we'll claim some points. So I know that the Cadillac Swap Fest is going to happen, and I know there's some people from down this part of the state that are going to be traveling up at Swap Fest. So maybe some year I'll make it, because it sounds like it's a good time had by all, worthy of the travel up north. So back to net control. Again, thanks for running the net from WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo.
WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. This is KHABD. Yeah, thanks for checking in there. Yeah, we're going to play too, but in the SET, but it's going to be limited because we also have to run a siren control net, and so we got to get them all done there. So things are going to be a little short. Short and sweet to in regards to the net, but we'll do something. Points aren't my important thing. It's just getting out, making sure we do what we can to keep the practice going. Anyway, glad to hear you guys are going to make it do something in the SET there. So with that, let's move to KW5AS, your comment for the net, sir.
This is KW5AS. My name is Skip. I am located in Menominee County, Michigan. That is about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yes, I plan on going to the Cadillac Swap. It's always interesting when I put that into my GPS in the truck, because it says Cadillac, 100 miles, 120 miles, ETA, 6 hours. I am in about the latitude of Gaylord, except I'm on the other side of the lake. So I need to go up to the bridge, then down to Cadillac to get to Cadillac. But I try to make Cadillac because it's the group of people who I remember for years and years. You know, been a ham 45 years. So in that time, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of them are from downstate and still go to that swap. So again, that's where I will be next weekend. Other than that, there's not much to report as far as Aries races going in this area. But then again, it's very, very rural. So there's not a whole lot of anything going up here. Everybody's got a great signal. So I'm glad you brought it down here. Made perfect sense. Great signals on everybody. So thank you very much for taking the net, KW5AS.
Thanks so much for checking in, but you're booming it down here real, real nice. Loud and clear, armchair copy. And, yeah, those lakes are east and west, so understand that. Geography gets in the way sometimes. Anyway, thanks for checking in to that. Appreciate that, and we'll catch you next week. With that, let's move to KD8SWR. Your comments for the net, sir.
Evening, everybody on the net. I don't have a whole lot. There's always something going on, but currently outside trimming trees and cutting trees down, so that's what's on my agenda. Back to that. Keep it a story.
Okay, thanks for checking in, and thanks for what you guys do in terms of repeaters, link stuff, and the emergency communications in general. With that, this is KHABD Net Control. Let's take a quick break here and see if there's anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net. If so, please call now.
November X-ray 0 Hotel.
NX08, you're in. Next station, please.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
Okay,
Okay, I have KE4 ZYQ. Taxation, please.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, Lima, November.
Okay, I thought I heard a Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, Lima, November. Is that correct?
QSL, QSL, QRPN, Jackson, over.
Okay, you're making it in, but just barely. Thanks for checking in. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move now to WA4MLD. Your comments for that, sir.
Okay, JBD in the group, WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Name is Ray, R-A-Y. I'm located in Macomb County, there down in the very bottom southwest corner. KB8AY wanted a signal report. He's 5x9 down here in the bottom of Macomb County. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here, and we'll be in the exercise this coming Saturday, so who knows. WA4MLD.
Okay, thanks, Ray, and thanks for the signal report. I know Steve appreciates those. So with that, let's move to WB8TKL. Your comments for the net, sir.
KJBD in the Michigan AROPS. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 to Tango Kilo Lima. Well, I sat in on the Zoom session with the Wayne County ARPC. They were going through what the scoring was, what they were going to need, where they were going to need it, and who was going to provide. So a lot of planning was going on. Received my assignment as where I would act as a liaison and also for NTS traffic handling. So got my marching orders, and they're not going to take me far, but there is still the possibility I might end up getting dispatched into the field if others are unable to go portable. So good to know, got the plans lined up. The last couple of weeks we've been working on the camper, doubling up on propane, doubling up on battery and charging systems, converting it to lithium iron phosphate, and we are now going to take off to Sterling State Park for the next 3 days and sort of do the trial run with the new tow vehicle and new equipment. So looking forward to that, and we'll be doing some 40-meter work with the RV radio network, checking in with them 8 p.m. every night. Looking forward to that trip. Was off to an estate sale the other day and found a case for holding all of your CDs. And turns out it had 4 compartments, and I looked at it and I said, you know, that's about right for putting the Bird wattmeter in one compartment, the Nano VNA in another, the MFJ antenna analyzer in a third, and then the fourth one can be for the various coax jumpers, tweenies, dummy loads, that sort of thing. So it was only $4, picked it up, brought it home, put all those items in it, and I now have all of my antenna tuning and measurement equipment in one nice, easy carrying case, and just made life a whole lot easier. Had a nice long chat with our DEC for District 2, who checked into the net here this evening. Nice long chat with John regarding all sorts of topics, but I think we see eye to eye on the duties of ECs and the duties of DECs and how they one supports the other and vice versa. That was held at one of our Aero Radio Club AMP team outings, Aero Mobile Portable Team. This time we went out to a rather rustic park. It had one picnic gazebo and a little bit of parking in the middle of the woods, and looking up at the Channel 31 broadcast tower north of Chelsea. So we were quite a ways out in the boonies. Most times we're in parks that are much, much nearer to Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. Everyone had a good time. I think we had 4 or 5 HF stations on the air, a number of VHF stations. But sadly, from that location, from lower antennas, getting back to the 9.6 repeater was quite iffy. So most of us did better on the return drive back home after before the net ended. With WB8TKL back to net.
WB8TKL, yes, it's always nice to have new toys, even if one of them has been repurposed. Always good to have those. Anyway, glad to see things are coming along nicely, and with your trailer, et cetera, that's always good. So with that, let's move to KC8YVF. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to participate in the Saturday exercise as well. Our radio club has three tables scheduled for up at Cadillac. I am coordinating the sale of several estate sales that we've accumulated over the last year and a half or so. So we're going to try and get rid of some of that equipment. And for us, actually, the following Wednesday is the Saginaw County MBS Airport full-scale exercise. So we will be doing an exercise for the Aries Axcom group. It'll just be on Wednesday of that week. And so we have our hands full with that. I'm with me coordinating that effort as well. We'll be having Midland County, Bay County, and Saginaw County all participating in that exercise. And then the following weekend, 3 days later, we have the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. This is our largest public service event for us in Saginaw County. It's typically tracks somewhere between 1,000 to 1,500 participants in this through the streets of Frankenmuth. So it's a well-attended event, but there is also a few challenges with that, being the tourist town that it is. It has a lot of traffic, and with that many walkers crossing streets and that through the downtown area, it poses some issues. So we're still looking for participants for that. I need at least 20 operators to cover the course in that, and right now I'm only at about half that. So I'm short-staffed for that event. I'll be attending the Midland Club meeting coming up. Also, Saginaw Club meeting will be coming up to try and drum up some additional support for that. I know I have a few out of county. Kevin from Lapeer County volunteered to help. I have several from Midland already, a few from Bay County, but still trying to get enough people to staff that course for the MS Walk. So lots of things that I'm coordinating in a very short period of time. So within basically a week here, I've got three different events. So fortunately, we're not going to make the exercise. Also, I've been working on our county communications trailer to get that ready for the exercises and the MS Walk, our 911 system. We upgraded all the computers in both of those facilities, so we're still working on that. I have still some cable issues with the TNCs down at 911. I've got to try some different cables for those devices that I have there. So that's what I've got going for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF. Back to net.
Hi, KC8YVF. This is KAJVD in that control. Yeah, you guys really are busy up there. That is quite the to-do list there. It sounds like you guys are getting it done. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N9OVJ. N9, Oscar Victor Juliet, your comments, sir. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move next to N8, N-O-R, your comments, sir.
November 8, November, Oscar Romeo. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. The only thing after report I could report last week, I successfully passed my extra class exam, and I checked the FCC, and it's official now, so I finally hit the top tier after all these years. So hand it back to you. This is N8OR.
Hi, N8OR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Let's move next to KC8. Thank you. ACH-DFL. Your comments for the net, sir. KJBD, net control.
Thanks for letting me into the net. Appreciate it. Just got the antenna up a couple of days ago. Seemed like a perfect time to test the equipment since I haven't had a chance. And a good chance to learn something as well. The name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. I'm located in southwest Saginaw County, right around the corner from Marion Springs. Not in a bad area. Hoping to get my Skywarn train out of the way so I can start getting back into the Aries activations. But that's going to be a future event for now. Nothing else from me. Thank you for letting me in the net. Appreciate you having it. I just happened to hear it. Back to net control from KC8DFL.
KC8DFL, KJBD net control. Sorry, I didn't hear you quite fast enough, and I chomped all over you. It takes me a little while to get used to the fact that this link just doesn't quite come up as fast as I would expect it. On HF, I'm used to much more immediate results. Anyways, hey, apologize for stopping on the first part of your transmission there, and certainly appreciate you checking in. We're here every Sunday at 5, so check in again. This is KAJVD. Let's move now to NX08. John, your comments for the net, sir.
This is November X-ray Zero Hotel. John, EP for District 2. I have no traffic this evening. Thanks, Jim. NX08.
Okay, NX08, KAJVD. Thanks for stopping by. Let's move now to Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Your comments for the net, sir.
Yeah, net control. This is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Net control, Jim. Thanks for taking the net. And we're here in Clinton Township, Michigan, in the Macomb County area. And this weekend, I hope, if I can participate, but I'll have to do a simulated deployment as opposed to an actual deployment, but willing to use the home QTH as part of the simulated scenario. And thanks to all who participate and make all this possible. And back to you, Jim, Annette from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec.
Stopping by, and yes, I can tell you from an ET's point of view, we appreciate the virtual deployments as much as we appreciate the actual ones. A lot of it's just getting out, getting to practice, getting used to taking logs, keeping logs, and that kind of stuff. So, nothing wrong with a simulated deployment. Okay, let's move now to Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima, November, KJBD, not control. Your comments for the net, sir.
KJBD in the net, WB8LLM. Location is Jackson. I'm in Jackson. My name is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo. I am operating QRP out on my back deck with a newly acquired QRP rig, running some of the logs into a horizontal dipole made up with two 14-meter hand sticks, and that's at about 12 feet. Just say hello to everybody on the map. Take care of the map, and I hope everybody has a pleasant evening. WB8LLM, back to the map.
Okay, WB8LLN. Bob, thanks for checking in. Appreciate that. You're very light, but that's understandable. Yes, indeed. Thanks for checking in. And let's move now to any additional check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. Please call now.
Stay 0 BPL mobile.
Okay, I got a Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo, I believe, and there was another station just sort of jumped in. I couldn't quite catch you on the link.
Roger, net control. This is Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima, mobile in and out. I'll copy.